going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family's schedule onto a sleek digital display, so you focus on important things, like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Old School? Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you the New School Way, 1040 O Street. The sun is out, and so are we. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. A lot going on. Obviously, the big news, obviously, on Huskerland was getting the commitment for 2027 quarterback, Trey T. I'm going to call him Trey T. Time Taylor.
Ooh. Tea time, you said.
Yeah, it's tea time. You got a tea time for golf, tea time when he gets out there. So, you, Trey Taylor, I know you're not listening. If you are listening, if you clip it, send it to him, tag him. Obviously, you want to tag the ticket first. You don't have to tag me, but tag the ticket first. Trey, you have a new nickname, Trey Tea Time Taylor. There you go. You got, I'm pretty sure you got an NIL deal in the works. Now you can get one back in Carmel High School, start selling them. Tea time.
There you go. I love it.
And I don't need anything from you, my brother. It is off the cuff.
Free charge.
Yeah. So it's, big gift for Nebraska, 2027. I'll call him a rising four-star, rapidly ascending four-star.
Big Bird asks, can someone explain how Trey is an elite prospect but only a four-star?
Because I think they don't hand out five stars very frequently. Take some time.
More depending on who the rating service is.
Yeah, and they like, I think they like to get a consensus. I'm sure they try to work together as much as possible. So, you don't want two people to have him as five star and then the other recruiting service or another have him at a three star. You look bad both ways. So yeah. I think it takes a little bit more time, but to be a four star at this point.
As a sophomore,
as a sophomore. I'm sure he's done his thing at, with 707, like, a lot of quarterbacks across the nation and stuff like that. And then obviously being able to be a dominant player at the varsity level as well. And he's got the size, was it 6'3", about 210 or whatever it is. And that always varies, but being a legit 6'3", I'm sure when he goes to places, they get a, exact measurement on him. So he's 6'3", when you're a sophomore like that, you're still growing, he could show up 6'4", 6'5". So, and he's a heck of an athlete too. So it's not like he's like a Dan Marino, or something like that stuck in the pocket. But, it's either way, it's good. Long way to go before he's able to sign, but it doesn't matter if he was 2028. That's just to be committed this early is good because that means there's a good match. That means he wanted to get his decision out of the way and continue to play and see what he does in the future. So, but I think it's anything positive that you can get in the momentum after getting Dylan, then you got Dayton in 2026 and then 27. Quarterback's a big position. You want to, I'm assuming just by this track record, you're going to recruit one every cycle.
Which you pretty much have to do. And I think the guys that really popularized that, Jay, were Ryan Day and Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Put a lot of quarterbacks into the league. And what are they doing? They're taking one every year.
Yeah.
Whether it's a high school guy or a portal guy, their focus has been on high school. If you get a quarterback in every high school class, you can always, augment that in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you wouldn't take a quarterback every, even if you have your guy, even if you have your guy that you think is going to be a 3-4 year starter, it doesn't hurt to go get another
one. Oh, it never does. I mean, it's, you look as a quarterbacks are evaluating who you're recruiting or who's already on your roster, and you have to do the same. And, you know, that's the one position that, you know, there's a lot of fluidity in the transfer portal. And so you always have to make sure that you, you know, have an ace in the hole or hedge your bets, but then also things can change. And it seems like there's a lot more quarterbacks playing now, obviously, with the explosion of 7-on-7 and the ability of, or in, I guess the amount of quarterback coaches and gurus and an ability to play the position. And obviously with the spread offenses, it allows a lot, it eliminates the lessens the athletic ability gap that normally would, you know, an option and stuff like that. So, and it also takes away the thinking and you know, at times. So, you know, look, man, however you want to build your roster, quarterback a year, you got to make sure that, you know, you got the cupboard full. You want guys that are come in and compete. And then if you, you know, get somebody like a Dylan that's able to come in, compete, win the spot, you know, work on his leadership skills, you know, you're set for the future. But, you know, look, 2-3 years, 4 years can go by quick. And so you want to make sure you have the next guy coming, you know, coming up the pipe. So, you know, I think Trey Taylor fits that. I think it made his, I can't talk for him, but I think and would like to think him committing this early made it a little bit easier to commit this early, seeing that Dylan came.
Yeah.
And because you can compare somebody around the same age. Now, obviously, there's a 2-year gap, but you can see, okay, what's it like with a young quarterback coming in with this offense, marry it to your skill set initially as a, in this case, an incoming freshman, and probably an early enrollee, and you know, the rest is history. Now, you know, you got the quarterback set, and now you got to go and attack some other positions as well. I mean, that's just this way football goes. Is the celebration goes that you finally got the, I guess, the social media commit. I'm assuming that they knew quite some time ago or had a good feeling. Now they got to go out there and get some guys to go with them.
And getting a quarterback is the first player of the class. Never a bad thing either, right? Peer recruiting. It's going to be the face of your recruiting class, no matter how high or low this guy's rated.
Yeah.
You're hitching a lot to him. You're putting a lot on his shoulders, on his plate. And it's going to be interesting too, Jay, to see just how much that plays into, say, Dana Holgorsen, right? He signed, what, a 2-year deal with Nebraska?
Yeah.
That'd be this season and next season.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Does Trey Taylor still like the Dana Holgorsen offense when he sees it? Does Dana Holgorsen still like Trey Taylor? Are things going well enough for Nebraska?
Yeah.
That Dana Holgorsen's still around? Did he jump? There's still so much that can happen in the next 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, both ways, but ultimately you want to make the best decision that you got to make, and that's right now. And I'm sure you talked to Coach Holgorsen, and Holgorsen signed off wanting him. Why, I don't know why he wouldn't. And, you know, the commitment is mutual. You know, they're committed to him. I'm sure they're not going to go recruit it. You know, the 27. I know they got really good quarterbacks in the state that are 2026, 27. So they're committed, you know, to the guys that they got, you know, in commitment, you know. So, you know, and a lot of things can change. I mean, look at it. I mean, it, you know, I always look at it like good problems. Like you say, you really explode on offense or defense, and those coordinators go on to other places. That's not a bad thing. Yes, it sucks because, and I've been a part of this, you know, Coach Osborne retired. I've been places where linebacker coaches and coordinators went and they upgraded, or I don't think I've ever been there when they got fired, but you know, guys can go other places.
And you never got a coordinator fired, did you?
No. I didn't have that type of power. There's a couple of them I'd like to get fired, but not to play.
Well, when I say you, I mean your defenses. Your play never got a coordinator fired, did they?
No.
Nice.
No, but I guess I was technically a part of the special teams. The guy right there, Bruce, my boy Bruce DeHaven ran up out of there. That was my dude, man. He gave me the start in the league. Rest in peace, Bruce DeHaven. But I think, you know, look, if it say, you know, the offense goes off the next couple of years, and then if somebody wants Dana to, and I don't know if he wants to, but just say they offer him to be a head coach and he feels the desire to go do so, you can't, you know, there's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That means that you're winning, number one. You're performing, number two. And the recruiting gates would be flooded open on both sides. And then so everybody would have a decision to make. I don't think that would change Coach Rule's commitment to him and wanting him to be the quarterback. Now, obviously, if you get a coordinator go on somewhere, but the good thing is if Coach Thomas is here, it could elevate from there. So, you know, it's look, this new age of college football is going to, until they come down with a salary cap, contracts, you know, it's going to be a lot of movement, and it's going to be essentially day to day, week to week, month to month. So, you know, I mean, it's a good problem to have. I'd rather have my quarterbacks or guys that I think that I like and have them, you know, the two-way commitment versus getting about when is it, and when you get 27, is that the December 20 of 2026?
I think so.
And you ain't got a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah. And then you got to depend on the portal, and it's bowl season, and now you're playing, you know, catch up. So, you know, we got about 9 to 10 minutes. I want to talk about, they came out with college football's top 25 quarterbacks, and they had top 25 quarterbacks heading into 2025. The top 10 is interesting. And I've seen some, what they call them, way too early mock drafts, mm-hmm. at this guy going number one. And now I'm going to tell you, he came in like gangbusters, had a little bit of a low year, was balling last year. Kate Klubnik is the number one quarterback coming into next year. And as of right now, I mean, 85 million things can change. Potentially the number one pick. Now, quarterbacks go a lot higher than maybe they should, but then generally that's the fashionable position that you draft. Kate Klubnik, I saw him up close and personal when they played Miami, not this year, but the year before. My dad got his, went in the Ring of Honor. And Clemson didn't have a lot of talent around. They had two really good running backs. Both of them are in the NFL, and not much outside. But, I mean, he can play the position good. You could tell he's been coached really well. Tough kid. Made a crucial mistake in the red zone. I did hear Dabo Sweeney curse because Dabo. He was supposed to give – it was RPO. He decided to keep it.
Well, I thought he went rogue.
Well, I mean – you should have just handed it off to the running back that walked in the end zone.
And see, I my understanding was that was a play call, and he went rogue.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
To hand it off.
The play calls to hand it off. That's my understanding.
Yeah, and he kept it. Yeah. It was RPO. I mean, you could always, I mean, if you got two linemen, I mean, that you want them to, it's a play call. What you call it is just, you just call it. The play's called call it or run it or whatever you want to call it. You're supposed to get, but if two guys are there, but it just so happens, the reason why they said run it, because they knew it would be partner of the Red Sea. He tried to outrun Milo Yuga, the linebacker that actually just got drafted this year and proceeded to get hawked down in overtime. But he's came a long way from there, because they're at that point in time after that game, you know, there was kind of 50-50 whether he was going to stay at Clemson. Both, not mainly more that he was thinking about hitting the portal. Mm-hmm. He stayed and got a lot better. And he's dominant right now. The next guy is Landris Sellers. I think this is way too high being number two.
Really? Okay.
Because I haven't seen enough of him as a passer. Mm-hmm. As a player in college football, yes, because he had some huge games. Mm-hmm. When they essentially hosed himself against Alabama, he was unstoppable. Every game that they won, he's been unstoppable. He's made huge plays. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm looking at these guys playing well next year and then looking to the league. Mm-hmm. But he's still projected as a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Which is odd to me, because throwing the ball, and I won't keep going back to Shedeur Sanders. So you're talking about, now he can run better than Shedeur, but throwing the ball, it's not even close between these two.
Which of these top two guys, Cade Klubnik or Lenora Sellers, has a better chance of turning into Josh Allen?
Well, I'll say Sellers, because he has the completion percentage comparable to what Allen had in college.
Big arm.
Yeah, big arm.
Probably bigger arm than Klubnik.
Yeah.
In terms of raw velocity and power.
And higher ceiling.
Higher ceiling.
Yeah. But he also has really good leadership skills too, mm-hmm. which I think Josh Allen developed as he became a better player. So I can see it. Number three is Garrett Nussmeier. I think that's legit. That's right where he needs to be. He'd probably say he needs to be number two.
Son of a coach.
Right. He said he probably need to be number one, but I think he played well last year. I think he would have really shot up the draft boards if he went this year, but I think he did a good job of looking at the supply and demand, and obviously came back next year, and LSU is going to be loaded once again. Mm-hmm. Number four is a guy that has you talk about going from the outhouse to the penthouse. It's Sam Levitt. You know, he was a four-star recruit, originally recruited by Mel Tucker, went to Michigan State, played, but it was more or less just playing at the end of the season. Now, as we saw him, he wasn't throwing for first down. He's throwing for touchdowns.
Yeah.
Goes in the portal. I think he came here or was going to come here, and obviously Dylan committed, and then he kind of scrambled and found a place, and he was going to he was in a competition with Jeff Sims. Mm-hmm. Obviously beat him out, and then got on that. I mean, I'm telling you, that winning feeling and learning how to win and getting into – and I'm going to tell you, the bigger part about the transfer portal is finding situation. They're not like this all the time. Finding a situation where you have a coach that's going to give you an honest, open competition at this position, because there's only one guy plays, and then have great skill position guys, and you have an X factor and Scatterboo, and then you're off to the races. He's number four, and he's looking. If he has another good year, he's going to turn early. Number five is Drew Aller, who I remember doing stuff for the Big Ten. Penn State fans were calling for him over Clifford. They saw him play. They was like, Clifford wasn't so bad. I think he got better this year, and I think if he could take the same step as Levitt did and Klubnik took this year, he'll go number one. He'll be the number one pick because he has the most upside, and he comes with the most cachet. He comes with is a higher high. I mean, he is Christian Hackenberg, and this dude is the highest ranked quarterbacks in this modern ranking thing to go to Penn State. If he takes a huge jump, or if Penn State offense gets more explosive in the passing game to where they're like, okay, we've seen enough growth and he has potential, we can do the rest, he'll go number one.
Jay, do you remember how many catches Penn State wide receivers had against Notre Dame?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. And they didn't even try to.
That's what that man was working with.
Yeah.
They were so bad. They went away from throwing the ball to wide receivers.
Yeah.
It went to the stud running backs, which, I'd feed those guys too. And Tyler Warren.
Yeah. And right? They really didn't give it to Tyler Warren either, because there was two third downs where he kind of ran option routes. He was wide open. And it was like predetermined.
Right. Yeah. And to be fair, Notre Dame's a really good defense. So credit the Domers for that. If I look at these top five that you mentioned through the lens of the NFL draft, I've got Sellers as the number one ceiling, and I think he could play his way into that. I've got Aller at number two.
Yes. Yeah,
I know Klubnik's a little bit better of an athlete. He had that long run against SMU in the ACC championship game that helped ice it, like the 50-yarder for the touchdown or whatever.
Sure,
And I've been on the Cade Klubnik train. I think he's fine. I think he's pretty good. But Sam Leavitt hasn't done as much as Drew Aller has. Leavitt right now is a one-year wonder. And I think he's good. I think he's fine. But right now, I think Aller's the number two guy in the class for me.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I think you got to think it's the lasting memory. Sam Leavitt being tough, playing lights out against Texas, making some big-time throws with his number one receiver hurt.
Out.
Then you saw Drew Aller against Notre Dame. So that's
bad
it.
Pick.
But then also, I think I like Drew Aller right where he's at. I think Sam Leavitt is a little bit too rich for my taste. But when you look at everybody else, though, when you go 6 through 10, John Mateer going from Washington State, you know, you're kind of putting up funny numbers to Oklahoma. That's kind of wait and see, but a little bit more seasoned guy. Okay, I understand it. Number 7, Carson Beck. Carson Beck, he's either going to end up – this is the thing about Carson Beck, where he's at right now. And I don't know what Miami has. He's going to either end up like top 3. Or like 23.
Yeah.
And that's where he's at. Now, a lot of the things that will either make that work is the same things. Off the field, mentally being invested.
Supporting cast,
which, you know, you assume that, you know, I mean, heck, they just got Sharp Brown. So you know you got a running back. Now, you know they always got receivers. But it's off the field. It's in the classroom. It's being in the moment and invested in the team, that's what's either going to make him go up to number 3 or to 23, literally 23. And he has a lot of things that he has to rectify in the perception category. And so he's one of the guys, if you might sit back in his fancy, you know, look like when he got his car stolen, he looked like he's in a nice place. Don't and watch the draft and be like, oh, look at Shedeur Sanders. Nah, you're next.
And that's why Miami is such a, dare I say, funny landing spot for him, because if it goes well, he could Cam Ward himself, right? Oh, look at what he did for Miami. There's cachet. And I get that. But if it goes wrong, this man went to Miami for image rehab.
Yeah. Yeah. But like we saw, like a place that you really like to go, quarterback friendly places, Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin didn't think he was that good. So he's number 7. Number 8 is Kevin Jennings. This is just now his
Lamar Jackson Memorial Draft spot.
Right. He could sneak into that second, third round. The biggest thing for him is the film room. Mm-hmm. Take the interceptions down. Can't be one for one. But he came out of. I mean, he came out of the blocks though, out of nowhere. And then you know, look, SMU has been players in the transfer portal, NIL. Mm-hmm. So you expect that the supporting cast and the skill position is going to be better. Real quick, number 9, Darian Mensah. At Duke, the next two are we'll see.
I still didn't fully understand Malik Murphy leaving.
I think
for Oregon State.
Okay, Malik Murphy, Shedeur Sanders probably overvalued his value. Malik Murphy, remember some of the numbers he was demanding, higher than $4 million, 3.5 was like his starting point. Remember that?
Yeah.
He overestimated his value. Mm-hmm. You're doing the opposite of DJ Ungalay. You're going from Oregon State to Florida State. And now you're going from a bigger conference to Oregon State.
Yeah.
That's not good. I don't know. And then number 10, of course, is Arch Manning. And now if Arch Manning shows a heartbeat and a pulse, he's going number 1 in the draft, period.
Yeah.
Look, 5 of those guys could be better than him. He's going number 1. Period. And
he's been fine when we've seen him.
He's been fine in small doses. The last dose wasn't as good. But, you know, now he's has a full offseason. He doesn't have to worry about Quinn Ewers. It's his ship to run. I think quietly Steve Sarkisian wanted him to be in there maybe this year and, you know, was reluctant at times because you're rolling, but we'll see where it goes. But I think he knows it. I mean, look, everybody knows. I mean, whether it's politics, you can call it indirect nepotism because Peyton is part of the NFL, the NFL brand. Arch does something. Anything.
He does anything.
He's got to do all the thing. Only thing that he has to do is not play horrible. That'd be a great, that, you know, right?
Yeah.
You got paid $4 million plus last 2 years.
Just don't screw it up.
Chill. You're going to get another four.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to act like, and you got a ton of talent around you.
Just don't screw it up, yeah. Young fella.
Yeah, you just got to make sure you got gas in the car. You know, just you know, and so that's the luxuries of, you know, the bloodline and then obviously of circumstances. So that's the top 10. We'll take a quick break, come back, look at some recruiting rankings for 2 years from now. In particular, two teams. One in particular. They ain't got no business being there. And they're in the funny
Not
thing,
in the sport. The
funny thing about Kansas, when you look at the chart, they're right in the middle. Yeah, look at us. So, anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.